Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. It is so good to be with you today. Do you have the courage to live pain-free? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about. How to get rid of chronic pain, temporary pain, back pain, muscle pain. What other pains? Neuropathy. Maybe you've got some type of fatigue going on that is painful for you because you can't do what you want to do. Pain. Where does it come from? You ever thought about that? Where does pain come from? Why is it that you wake up one day feeling great and the next day maybe you don't feel so great? Or why is it that you don't seem to be able to get rid of this pain in your body? You know, is it mental? Is it emotional? Is it physical? Is it spiritual? Is it all of that? Do you have to address different areas of your life? Well, probably. You know, pain is, there's a quest that we take. I know I've been on the quest several times in my life where I've had these different pains show up, whether it be my little finger or a foot pain or back pain. And when it's there, I always have to start to ask myself, well, first of all, where did it come from? For me, I like to take responsibility for creating it. Even if I go kick my foot on a doorknob or a door stub, I still ask myself, okay, well, where, you know, what had to happen for me to do that, to bring that in the world? Now, some of you are going, no, that's not me. I'm not going to look at that piece, but I do want to get rid of my pain. So I brought my leading expert on pain on the show today. He's been on the show several times. We bring him back because he's got the knowledge. He's got the wisdom. He's got the understanding and not how to just treat the symptom, but actually get to the cause so that you can release the pain and live pain-free. How cool is that? Anybody want to live pain-free out there? I bet you're all raising your hands going, yeah, that's me. I'm really sick and tired of having this pain in my body. Well, good. If that's you, then you're at the right place and this is the right show. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce my guest, Dr. Jacob Tittlebaum. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I have my friend and amazing guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, here on the show. And Jacob, it is so good to see you again. My goodness, we've been doing this for a while. Got to stop me.
No. I rather like it. Ken, it's great being with you. For all of you out there today, if any of you have pain, or if you have a friend with chronic pain, neuropathy, the chronic pain where that kind of is wiping out their lives, get them on the phone or on the email or wherever. Let them know, tune in. We are going to teach them how to get pain-free today and teach you how to do the same. Pain is optional.
Pain is optional. Well, some of you don't know Dr. Jacob, so let me introduce you to him. He is one of the most frequently quoted CFS, fibromyalgia, energy, sleep, and pain medication authorities in the world. He has authored 12 books, including You Can Heal from Long COVID. I love that title, by the way. And From Fatigue to Fantastic. And he's appeared on guests on news and talk shows nationwide, including Good Morning America, Dr. Oz Show, Oprah and Friends, CNN, Fox News, Health, and many more. Okay, pain. You know, there's a lot of folks feeling pain in their physical bodies. Let's just jump right in. Cause, what's the cause here? Why so much pain in America and around the world, actually?
Well, you look at almost a quarter of people of adults being in chronic pain that's poorly treated. And pain is their body's way of saying that it needs something. It's kind of like one of the warning lights on a car's dashboard. If the oil light goes off on your car, if you go to the doctor, the car doctor says, oh, that's annoying, put a Band-Aid over the oil light, which works poorly, or take a scissor and cut out the oil light. That's all we do medically. But how if we just put oil in the car? If we put oil in the car, the oil light goes out. Doctors are not trained to really look for and give the body what it needs when you have pain. When you do that, the pain goes away. And there's all kinds of different things. There's a lot of different warning lights in the body. So we're going to teach you how to recognize what's going on and what it is your body is asking for to, you know, whether it's the oil or whether it's a way to ease the pain.
Okay, you said doctors are not trained they're trained to, treat pain, but you said they're not really trained to get to the cause. Is that what we're talking about?
We're not really well trained to treat pain unless there's an expensive medication or surgical procedure or it's life-threatening. We are not really taught about it in medical school very much. We are taught. We're taught anybody who knows how to treat this pain, like chiropractors, you're quacks. Stay away from them. Well, what do you got, Doc? Nothing. Live with it. It's like, you know, it's not a surprise that so many people are needlessly in chronic pain.
Well, you know, I know that that's an old mindset that chiropractors are quacks. I mean, my great aunt was a chiropractor, and I know she faced that. But even today, you know, people still think that. It's hard for me to imagine that because of the health, all the times I've gone to a chiropractor in my family, and we've been healed from different things, and also naturopaths that we work with.
There are many, many tools in the healthcare toolkit. Medicine is very good. So if you have a pneumonia, if you have an appendicitis, you're having a heart attack, standard medicine is great. If you have a chronic illness, if you got pain, if you got fatigue, not so much. So again, good people and all of these. You want to use the whole toolkit.
Well, I like what you said there. And here's the thing for me. You know, I'm always telling my family members and friends, I say, you know, that healing is a journey. It's a journey. I mean, if you've got chronic pain, chances of it going away instantly, I mean, it could. But usually it's a journey, and we got to figure out what the cause and what's going to really stimulate that life force to come back into that body part to be able to heal it. What do you say about that?
Well, there are many, many different things that can trigger pain. But if I had to give the three main categories, one is low energy. If muscles have low energy, they're like a spring. They get locked in a short position. It takes more energy to stretch and relax a muscle. That's why ever after a heavy workout, you don't come home and say, honey, my muscles are all loose and limp. They're all tight. So you give energy, muscles release, pain goes away. Inflammation, which is on overdrive in this country because of our diet and other issues, major pain or pain, cause of pain, but also brain pain with nerve pain. When you have chronic pain, the brain itself actually starts to amplify the pain. It's like you're not paying attention to the oil light. Make it louder. Make it flash more. Make it, you know, the brain will amplify the pain, and you'll get what's called, especially after things like long COVID or fibromyalgia, you'll see small fiber neuropathy pain that triggers. So those are the key pain patterns, and we'll talk about how to take each of those apart.
Well, okay, you're really enlightening me here on the what the brain does with the pain. So the brain will amplify pain. Does the brain also, like, let's say you have, hand pain, and all you're just not paying attention to it. You're not paying attention to it. Does it break out in different areas, or does it increase in one area? How does that work with the brain? You know, it's trying to get your attention. So
the brain is going to get, for the brain pain, it tends to be a stocking glove distribution. You get numbness, tingling in the hands and feet, and then you'll see it can turn into the pain. I should note, I gave the three main ones. There are a lot of others. You can drive a nail through your hand and get structural pain, or you can get a burn injury. There's other things. Those are pretty obvious, so we left those out. If you're having hand pain and it's localized to a couple fingers here, you want to think carpal tunnel syndrome. You want to think of a nerve being pinched. That's low thyroid, low B6, or repetitive stress injury in most people, even though there's a mess.
So there's a cause to, like, fibromyalgia. There's a cause to, like what you just said, carpal tunnel and stuff, but most people think it's a physical cause, not necessarily a deficiency in a vitamin or a mineral, or maybe it's a mindset. I mean, most people don't relate that. Does that make sense?
Well, the thing is, physical causes of a vitamin B12 deficiency is a physical cause. Magnesium deficiency is a physical cause. So virtually all illness is a mix of physical and some psychodynamic mind-body component. To try to tease them out and make it one or the other, that's a game played by the insurance companies. Because if you look at your health insurance policy or disability, it may say, for psychological conditions, we only pay half or for 2 years. So they're trying to turn everything into a psychological condition and make it crazy at the same time. This is just all BS. Not a helpful distinction.
Okay. All right, let's get those three areas. I think we could take the rest of the show going on those. Okay, because let's say somebody has nerve pain or chronic pain, muscle pain. Let's start with low energy. Low energy. Let's define what that means, and then what do we do to increase that? Maybe we even start with symptoms of low energy, because that's a wide spectrum of what does it mean to have low energy.
Okay. Yeah, so let's flip it a little bit to why we're seeing the perfect crisis for human energy storm, human energy crisis. Why are people so tired? Why is there low energy? We get plenty of calories in the modern world. First time we're seeing people being obese and malnourished for the same time, because food processing strips over half of the vitamins and minerals, magnesium, B vitamins, all these others are stripped out of food processing. We've lost about a third of our sleep time. The stress and speed of modern life is increasing. There are 85,000 chemicals in the environment. This is the most challenging and I think the best time in human history to be living. So we can have all the calories we need, but if your thyroid, which is like the thermostat for the furnace, is stuck and it won't go up. If you don't have the nutrients you need, magnesium, B vitamins, and a host of different things, your hormones that regulate energy production are low, all kinds of different things. You will see your body will not have enough energy in the cells. If you have insulin resistance, if you have diabetes, all kinds of things, And the muscles, just like after workout, they go tight, and they go tight for months. They hurt.
That's very interesting. I just got back from India, and I spent 25 days there. And they fed me four times a day, and all I ate was Indian food, okay? I let go of the American, the sad diet, the American diet. Although I don't have a sad diet. I have a really good diet in America. But it's very interesting because in coming back, my energy is usually really good anyway. But I when I got back to America, after a couple of days, you know, I recouped my energy. The day back, I got back after a 20-hour trip. I went for a bike ride in the morning, you know, and, you know, my energy is good, right? But after a couple of days, I started eating the American food that I eat. And I noticed, I eat pretty good. I mean, I eat healthy, right? What I think is healthy. But I noticed my energy now is back to this, like, fluctuating energy. I have, instead of it just being consistent the whole time in India, I have these lows in my energy field, right? I just wonder what the heck, you and I maybe need to talk off camera, but I hadn't experienced that when I'm away in another country. Now I have it. What's going on, do you think? It's weird.
I had a friend coming from the Netherlands, and she was visiting with me, and she didn't speak English. You know, she would try to find words, and we were out for a meal, and she was looking and she was saying, there's no food in this food.
Wow.
The food processing, like I said, I'm not exaggerating. 50% of the vitamins and minerals are lost, and more than that in food processing. And where if you're in India, one, you're going to get a high curcumin diet. So all that yellow turmeric, all of that is anti-inflammatory. So any inflammatory processes are being brought down. But the foods tend to be whole foods. They tend to not be processed to death. They're cooked.
And there seemed to be a lot of spices. But we get a lot of breads. And I'm thinking, I'm going to come back, we're eating four times a day. Nothing. I mean, it's like like we're eating some kind of different bread. Because it's not what I eat here. If I eat that stuff here, I'd be worked up and I would have no energy.
Well, if you take bread, used to be called the staff of life. Now it's the stuff of allergies. It's not the same thing that our great-great-grandfathers are eating, or even though they're eating in Italy or overseas. But let's take a look, Canada. Number one, because we want to move on to the other kinds of pain too, simple ways to optimize energy. So if you want to optimize energy, think shine, S-H-I-N-E, sleep, hormones, infections, nutrition, and exercise is able. A randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study showed that when you do that in people using fibromyalgia as a model, most of the pain goes away. And in fact, 91% of people improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life. This is the recipe for increasing energy. It's not hard to do. The book over my shoulder over there will teach you. We'll teach you how to recover from CFS or fibromyalgia. But start with a good multivitamin, high in B vitamins and magnesium. For example, a multivitamin called Clinical Essentials, or the, what I like myself is the Energy Revitalization Drink Mix. That replaces 30 pills. Good multivitamin cover most all of the vitamins and minerals you need. Make it easy. Take time for sleep. Cut out the things you don't enjoy, like a lot of the news media and stuff. This is just a fiction meant to scare you to death on both sides and make you hate everybody. Turn that off. Use that time for sleep. For those of you who have low thyroid, if you see the outside of your eyebrows are thinning, and you may see a little of myself because I had the thyroid issues. Low thyroid. If you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, I don't care if your tests are normal. Thyroid hormone helps pain considerably. If you get hangry, you get irritable when hungry, then adrenal support, increased salt, increased water intake, a supplement called Adrenoplex. And it just goes on and on. It's not hard to do that. HRG80 is a special kind of red ginseng, a study of 188 people we just did. Increased stamina almost 80%. and get the chewable tablets, not the capsules, HRG80 red ginseng chewable, 1/2 to 1 a day, or even 2 if you want, you find your energy will skyrocket by 60%. These things are not hard, Ken. There's a lot of things you can do. You don't have to do all of them. Pick a couple that appeal to you. Start with those. But a good multivitamin and cutting down the sugar makes all the difference. Make time for sleep. You make time for sleep, and there's many herbals. You know, my books will talk about them. My websites talk. There's all kinds of ways you can get solid sleep. And you get solid sleep and you get good nutrition, your pain goes away a lot of times. It's not rocket science. But how many of your doctors have told you to do that? We don't get taught that.
Yeah, we don't get taught that a lot. All right, I got to take a quick break. And fortunately or fortunately, I got to pay my sponsors. Thank you so much for being here. When we come back, I want to go down that rabbit hole a little bit more about the inflammation piece and we'll go there. We're going to go on the inflammation. All right, we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and thank you so much for watching the Voices of Curry show. I'll be right back with my guest in just a second. What I want to share with you is that this show grows because you grow. And the way we all grow is one of the ways we grow is being a service to one another. So I hope that you'll be in service today to somebody you love or care for and let them know about this show. You can follow us on YouTube. You can just forward the show to them and encourage them to watch this. This is powerful information that's really about helping you to step into your power to have a vital, physical, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually healthy being in all areas of your life. Today, we're talking about specifically the health area on Voices of Courage. So I hope, again, you'll share the show. All right, I'll be right. Here's my guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Jacob, inflammation is something that's chronic in the United States and around the world. Obesity factor, I think it's around 60% now and higher in some of the cities. Why are we having?
Many reasons. Number one, the American diet has changed. We've cut down the fish oils or omega-3s, which is the main thing that regulates inflammation. Also, the increase in white flour and sugar drive inflammation. Then you get insulin resistance from these that drive inflammation. Lack of sunshine drives inflammation and autoimmune disease because you need the vitamin D. And the advice to avoid sunshine is insane. the proper advice is avoid sunburn, not sunshine. So it's not hard to address the inflammation. I will use the ibuprofen and what are called NSAID medications gingerly. Those cause 50,000 U.S. deaths a year. We won't hear about that in the media because they advertise, so they won't report. These are studies of 500,000 people, 50,000 U.S. deaths a year. I prefer natural things. Here in India, the curcumin, boswellia. Those two balance out the two key arms of inflammation. So the herbal things are good, a good omega-3. I will use something called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N, for inflammation. That's a pain relief miracle for people. Give it 2 months for the full effect. I will use a Vectomego, where one fish oil pill replaces seven. I like to get the pill down, countdown for people. I don't like people taking handfuls of pills all day. So simple things to balance inflammation. Cut down the white flour, go with the whole grains, cut down the sugar. Increase your fish, oily fish. I'm not talking about fast food fried fish that destroys the omega-3s. But tuna, salmon, herring, you know, things along those lines. The oily fish, these things all settle inflammation over time.
What about the vegetables? What about the broccolis, the carrots, the cauliflowers, those types of things? Does this help with the inflammation or no? Is that...
To the degree that it's replacing sugar and other caca, yeah. The effects, what I'm trying to do is hit the main things. We can go and immediately go and drive down that inflammation. But eating healthy vegetables, you know, don't have fruit juices. Eat the fruit. Eat the veggies. These are things that are being replaced by white flour and sugar in our diet.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. As I said, I came back from India and I went into the grocery store and I looked around. I went, there's nothing I can eat here. Right. I mean, I did. I went down the aisle. So it's like, oh my goodness, you know, and I started, I guess I became even more attuned to what's in the product. Right. So I'm reading labels. I'm going, no, I can't eat that. I'm not going to put that. I can't pronounce this stuff. I'm not putting that in my body. You know, it's that, that experience. So I guess we just have to really educate ourselves. Is there a website out there that says, here's all the best products and services or that you can eat? Or I don't know.
Yeah, it's easier than I can. I used to teach the third grade when I lived on Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. Every year I teach the third graders. And the thing was, food is food and junk is junk. And look at the ingredients. If you can't read it, don't eat it. It's, how's that? Okay. Or look at the nutrition label, because that's the only thing that's not advertising, otherwise known as lies, on the label, about the ingredients. And it has a lot of, look at grams of added sugar. If it has a lot there, if it's 4 grams is one spoon of added sugar. So if it has 20 gram, put that thing back.
Okay, what about the salts? I see salt, massive amounts of salt in a lot of foods. Is that?
I'm not that concerned about it. Use your salt shaker, you know, get a good crystal sea salt, you know, whatever your preference one is. Salt is overrated as a problem. I don't want people taking a cup of salt that you're getting as a processed food. You don't want all the salt food processing. But once you're getting more foods that are whole natural foods, use the salt shaker as much as you want, unless you have heart failure. For high blood pressure, a very, very high salt diet increases blood pressure 1 to 3 millimeters, and that's it. It is not a salt excess for hypertension. It is a potassium deficiency.
Potassium, so I should be eating more bananas.
Bananas, V8, tomato juice, avocados. You eat those, blood pressure comes down. Now, I'm not telling people, blood pressure medicines are one of the groups of medicines that are life-saving out there. Do these things first, have the blood pressure come down, then your doctor can ease you off the medication.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've had a few friends tell me, actually clients too, that they're now type 2 diabetes free. And, you know, basically what they did is they stopped what you just said. They stopped doing the massive sugars. They stopped doing the processed foods. They started eating a much more natural, healthy, what I want to say, fresh foods, right? And it's almost like magic. Has this been around for a while, or what's going on here?
Has common sense been around for a while? Yes. Has it been common? Almost never in modern history. So for diabetes, since we're going on that, a simple recipe. And there's the Cures A to Z phone app. It's a free phone app. It's a $2 upgrade. It goes through this. You can email me for the diabetes information. I'm going to give you my email address in a bit because we're glazing over that quick on the kitchen stuff. So those who can.
The email address up there on the screen. Okay. If you'd like, you can contact Dr. Jacob here. And
so fatigue, DOC at gmail.com. You can email me and ask for the fibromyalgia or long COVID information sheets, neuropathy information sheets, diabetes information sheet. You know, so these different things. Yeah, I'm not going to add this.
To Jacob. It's fatigue doc, FATIGUEDOC at gmail.com. fatiguedoc@gmail.com. Okay, good. All right, go ahead.
So for diabetes, you know, Hintonia, which is available in the U.S. as Sucantrol D, Berberine Medex is a good one, 250 to 500 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day. Melatonin, I take 10 milligrams of melatonin at bedtime. Those three things together decrease glycosylated hemoglobin about 2.25% to 2.5%, which is enough to take most people from diabetic and non-diabetic. But for those of you, because we're talking about neuropathy on the show today, if you are taking the medication metformin, which is a very, very good diabetes medication, and you are not taking a multivitamin with at least 100 micrograms of B12, vitamin B12 in it, you will become B12 deficient. It will often cause nerve pain, and your doctor will blame it on the neuropathy when it's a B12 deficiency. So if you're, you know, it's a good segue into neuropathy because neuropathy is common, nerve pain.
Well, I know this. I got to take a quick break. So we're going to go down neuropathy as soon as I get back from the break. So hold on here. Okay.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Back, everybody. We're talking with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and he is talking right now about neuropathy. Also, before I get to you to that topic, I want to let people know that you can go to the doctor's site at nfatigue.com. That's N-E-N-D, fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E.com. to get some more information about what we're talking about today. So I just want to throw that out there. Okay, go ahead. Let's talk about neuropathy.
Good. So when you talk about neuropathy, you need to look at the causes. We mentioned diabetes, so we mentioned things. Now, those herbals that I mentioned, you'll start seeing effects at 3 months, but those increase over a year is when you see that massive decrease in the glycosylated hemoglobin, the blood test, and the diabetes goes away. But when you see neuropathy, you want to think, okay, what is causing this? Was it after a shingles attack or other viral issues? Was it diabetic? Was it you have reflex sympathetic dystrophy, or CRPS is called now, where you got an injury to one area, and instead of just going away, that started to spread, and you find you if somebody walks in the room and you the affected arm or the leg, you hide it so nobody bangs into it where it feels like you want to have your leg cut off. CRPS, you can email me and ask for the CRPS information sheet. It tells you how to make these things go away instead of wanting to get your leg and arm cut off. Do you want to look at the underlying causes? Fibromyalgia, 44% of people, long COVID, which is just post-viral fibromyalgia, 44% of people have neuropathic symptoms. And when you have it as a form of the pain, it's often small fiber neuropathy. What happens is you get the brain pain. It's called microglial activation. That's just blah, blah, blah. But basically, the pain is not addressed. It amplifies, and it starts to affect the nerves. A very simple thing.
Let me pause you there. So if somebody has this long COVID, you said 44% of the people with long COVID have neuropathic issues, and they have this pain going on, okay? What are the first three steps they should do? I know step one is contact you and get the information. What's step two and three?
Well, you want to go ahead and start with a good multivitamin, either if you like tablets, clinical essentials, otherwise the daily energy, the energy revitalization drink mix is superb. You want to make sure you're getting all the vitamins and minerals in the right form. Number two, if you have chronic pain, period, you want to get something called PEA. And it's a form. It's actually, I have it on my table here with me. It's the PEA Healthy Inflammation Response. You can find it on Amazon, find it on my site. It's easy to find. You'll find anybody with brain pain, microglial activation. I know I'm speaking in tongue here, but it takes 3 months to start working. But it will then start to shut down that entire overdrive pain process that's been going on for most kinds of chronic pain. If you look up PEA and look up whatever, migraine pain, strokes, you look up any brain injuries, and study after study after study, but it's cheap. It takes 3 months. And that's the first step at turning off these things. You can do them. And the other thing is there's a compounded medication called low-dose naltrexone, but it's dirt cheap, and it's a dollar a day. So nobody's teaching about it. There's no money in it. You give that, if you're not on narcotics, you can use that one. And again, it takes 2 months to start working. All of these together, you'll start bringing down the intensity of the pain. From a natural point of view, there's something called healthy feet and nerves. Or you can get lipoic acid, 300 milligrams twice a day. The healthy feet and nerves is not in the neuropathy chapter because that came out after that chapter of the book. But if you have neuropathy, email me and ask for the neuropathy or nerve pain chapter. That's from my earlier book, Pain Free 1-2-3. I will send you a copy of that chapter because there's many medications too. There's 12 families of medications for nerve pain. And even for very severe ones, even ketamine, which it doesn't have to be the $800 a dose. It can be for $3 a dose. But I like to start with the things like the gabapentin and then the tricyclics and even Effexor at high dose, tramadol, Lamictal, Xanaflex, and even Dilantin. You know, there's so many. And in that chapter, you have the list of all the medications, the different families, how to try them, what order to do, how to dose them. So you can email me at fatigue.doc@gmail.com. But start with what I mentioned, Ken.
It's great. You know, we you have a book out, and I just want to mention it because we haven't really gone there today. But I think it's an important book for a lot of folks out there, so I did want to mention it. And it's the You Can Heal from Long COVID. And COVID, we think, is long past. But, you know, I walk down the street, and I see at every pharmacy store, still get your free COVID shot, right? And so people are, you know, either, you know, putting that that into their system still, or, you know, whatever else is happening, they're still getting the, quote, long COVID. Let's talk about it. You know, where do you want to go from what I just led you?
7% of people, I mean, like say up to 20% of people have persistent symptoms from long COVID, but it's really about 7%. If you have a stroke, they know how to treat strokes. Again, the PEA, I would use, give it 3 months in people because it actually can heal strokes, not completely, but in any neurodegenerative disease, it helps heal it. But for most of you with long COVID, it's that you're tired, achy, weight gain, brain fog. You have maybe the numbness and tingling in your fingertips. You've got these general chronic fatigue syndrome symptoms. I had, back in 1975, I was in med school. I came down with a nasty viral syndrome, and it triggered post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome. We didn't have a name for it, you know, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. I was paying my own way, so I was homeless. I couldn't work. I was homeless, sleeping in parks. I had to drop out of med school. And they thought, oh, it must be med student depression, because they couldn't figure out why I still had, you know, was laid out after the virus. It's as if the universe put a holistic homeless medical school sign on my park bench. I had herbalists, energy workers, nutritionists, all these naturopaths. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but naturopaths came by. You know, each of them taught me bits and pieces of what I needed to learn. And I was able to recover from my post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. I was able to go back to med school, get honors in medicine. I have spent, that was 1975. So in a few months, it will have been 50 years where my focus has been on post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome fibromyalgia. That's what my research, my medical textbook chapters have been on. This is very, 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 very treatable. But most doctors are clueless about it. And they like to think, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, so you're crazy. That's abusive. Don't tolerate that. Walk out of the office when they do that. Please slam the door. And yell, please call the police. The doctor's abusive. Walk the door and slam out. Walk out. There's no tolerance. Nobody's tolerating that anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you know, I think what I learned a couple of years ago when my wife broke out with a rash, she had a allergic reaction to amoxicillin, and didn't have any idea she was allergic to it. Penicillin, but workout went out through her whole body. She's been hospitalized for several days. And man, did I ever learn that, boy, we better really know how to ask the right questions and take 100% responsibility for our bodies. Otherwise, other people, the doctors will just tell you what they think you should do or have. And I think you got to question everything. I know we did, and she survived it, and she was great. We both learned a lot, but man.
I've been in medicine 50 years, and look, doctors are really good, well-meaning people. We go in there because we want to help people. What we don't realize is that over the last 30 years, most of our continuing medical education has, to quote a New England Journal of Medicine journal editor, it is slick advertising masquerading as science. Basically, it is what is being fed us by the drug companies and medical product companies, which means whatever is profitable and is dressed up to make believe it's science. Anything that's natural, or translate, anything that's cheap will be ignored. And if it still gets popular, it will be attacked.
Yeah.
And these are all good people. I've never met, I know people in the pharmaceutical industry. They're sweethearts. One of my best friends was in the pharmaceutical industry, and one of my mentors. These are good people. But what they're being taught and what we're teaching in medicine is it's advertising. And unless you look at the research, I'm a scientist. I'm a science geek. I'm very good at tearing research apart to see what it actually shows. And it shows that these things are very treatable. but the treatments are low cost.
Yeah.
They're old, old things.
Well, from my point of view, and yeah, this is what I know I've done, my wife has done, is we've educated ourselves on what we're putting in our body. We've educated ourselves on how the body operates and how to, you know, mind, body, spirit all comes together. We've educated ourselves in that. And now we live very healthy, very happy lives as a result of that. And of course, we notice when something's off. And then we go, we call Dr. Jacob, we call our naturopath, we call people. If we got something going on, we call. And it takes courage to call because I'm busy, you're busy, everybody's busy. Nobody wants to take time out. But, you know, if you catch it early, it's so much easier to treat than allowing it to go down, till it gets to a point where it's chronic. That's an odd learn. I hope that somebody's listening to me today and you're going, okay, I've had this for a while. I'm going to reach out right now. I'm going to email Dr. Jacob at
fatigue doc,
fatiguedoc@gmail.com. And I'm going to at least ask for a report. I mean, I'm going to at least tell him my symptoms and ask for what I need. And that's my plea out there. Cause you know, we do these shows for a reason, not just for you to listen, but you to take action on this. And maybe you got a family member, you know, you want to refer this to. So I hope you'll do it. We're out of time again. It's been quick. We got a minute left. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. If you get well so you can go back to what made you sick in the first place, we've all wasted our time here today. Find those things in your life that don't feed your soul, that you do, but you hate doing. And make a list of things that feel good and things that don't feel good. And the things that don't feel good, put a check by those that you're going to get arrested or homeless if you don't do. All the rest of them, cut them loose. Start using your energy for the things that you love, that are your passion, that bring you joy. That will support the healing continuing. Then you will look back and say, God, that was a great disease. It told me I was going 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction and showed me where to take the exit to get silly.
Everything is given to us for a reason. If we will pay attention to it, as the doctor just said, we will be able to start to tune back into our own soul and live in a more joyful, healthy, vital state. That's the key. All right. Well, until we meet again, Dr. Jacob, it's good to have you again. Thank you for your wonderful advice. And I always feel my journey is made better by you. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. And do well, everybody.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us on the Voices of Courage show. Continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Pass this show on to people that you love and care about. All right, from my heart to yours, till next time, take care.